until I became postmaster in 1935. The office I held for 29 years. And during that period, I was active in organization work, postmasters and postal people on both the state and national level, eventually becoming editor of the Postmasters' Gazette, the official magazine of the National Association of Postmasters. In that position, I traveled the country very much, spending about 2 or 3 days each month in Washington, D.C. During that period, I had opportunity to move around in government circles, especially in the Postal Service, and had opportunity 4 times to visit the White House and talk to Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy, usually with a small group of associate postal officials. All the visits were in the so-called Oval Office, except one in the Cabinet Meeting Room of the White House, when I was accompanied by my daughter, then 17 years old, a campus queen at the University of Mississippi, who attracted more attention from the president than the male members.
Which president was that?
Truman. And he, President Truman, wanted to talk. President Truman asked me about my daughter and then told me about his. And we monopolized the visit until our time expired. The same thing occurred in our visit with President Eisenhower. He was not much interested in what our officers had to say or request for the Postal Service, but when I showed him my honorable discharge signed by him from the United States Tank Corps, the conversation then went to reminiscing of that service, much to the discomfort of my associates. I remember that he didn't like it, the others didn't like it because it Eisenhower didn't give a damn about the post office service, but when he talked about the Army and the Tank Corps at Gettysburg, he was interested.
Yeah.
I still have that discharge signed by him. There wasn't not very many of them out either.